जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Shri Shri Gauranitai, Jaya. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev, Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev, Gurudev. Gurudev, Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Harinam Sankirtan ki. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam naram krityam, Narayanam namaskrityam, naram chaiva narottamam, devim sarasvatim vyasam, tato jaya mudirayet, nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu, nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavati ruttam ashloke, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, krishnaya vasudevaya, devaki nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 8, titled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home. And text 2. Please repeat. Mrishadharmasya Bharyasid Dambham Mayam Cha Shatruhan Asuta Mithunam Tattu Nirritir Jagriha Praja Mrishadharmasya Bharyasid Dambham Mayam Cha Shatruhan Asuta Mithunam Tattu Nirritir Jagrihe Praja Mrishadharmasya Bharyasid Dambham Mayam Cha Shatruhan Asuta Mithunam Tattu నిర్వృతిర్జగృహే ప్రజా. నిర్వృతిర్జగృహే ప్రజా. మాతాజీ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ మృషా మృషా అధర్మస్య ఆఫ్ ఇర్రిలిజన్ భార్య వైఫ్ ఆసిత్ వాజ్ దంభం బ్లఫింగ్ మాయాం చీటింగ్ చ అండ్ శత్రుహన్ ఓ స్లేయర్ ఆఫ్ ఎనిమీస్ అసూత ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ మిథునం కాంబినేషన్ తత్ దాట్ టు బట్ నిర్వృతి నిర్వృతి జగృహే టుక్ అప్రజ బీయింగ్ చైల్డ్లెస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి సారీ సో పర్పోర్ట్ సారీ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అనదర్ సన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ వాజ్ ఇర్రిలిజన్ whose wife's name was falsity. From their combination were born two demons named Dambha or bluffing and Maya or cheating. These two demons were taken by a demon named Nirriti, who had no children. So this is a new section starting from today, which is the lineage of Adharma. So before that, we'll read the purport. It is understood herein that Adharma, irreligion, was also a son of Brahma, and he married his sister Mrisha. This is the beginning of sex life between brother and sister. This unnatural combination of sex life can be possible in human society only where there is adharma or irreligion. It is understood that in the beginning of creation, Brahma created not only saintly sons like Sanaka, Sanatana, Narada, but also demonic offsprings like Nirriti, Adharma, and falsity. Everything was created by Brahma in the beginning. So regarding Narada, it is understood that because his previous life was very pious and his association were very good, he was born as Narada. Others were also born in their own capacities, according to their backgrounds. The law of karma continues birth after birth, and when there is a new creation, the same karma comes back with the living entities. They are born in different capacities according to karma, even though their father is originally Brahma, who is the exalted qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షూరున్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనాబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీతి నామిని. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో యు ఆర్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ వాస్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ న్యూ సెక్షన్ యాక్చువల్లీ. Before Dhruva Maharaj's pastime begins. So here, the lineage of Brahma, second part, that first yesterday part Saga Prabhu covered, that good sons covered in first shloka. Now second is the Adharma, the Kutumba of Adharma is covering. So we'll see this, go till shloka number 5. So we'll read this section, this small section, and there is a benefit. So we'll just read this. I agreed with tomorrow's speaker, consent with tomorrow's speaker, Yugal Prem Prabhu. So I'll just... So this translation, first translation we covered, that from Brahma, irreligion is born. You know? So... Okay, we'll read from translation. Irreligion is Adharma, and whose wife's name was falsity. From their combination were born two demons named Dambha or bluffing and Maya or cheating. These two demons were taken by a demon named Nirruti who had no children. Now third shloka. We'll read the translation. Maitreya told Vidura, O great soul, this lineage of Adharma is continuing. From Dambha and Maya, the second generation. So, actually this, as you know that, no, from Brahma came, as we understood, the Adharma and falsity, Mrisha, and they got married, brother and sister. And then two children they got, Dambha and Maya. Dambha and Maya were from Dambha and Maya were born greed and nikriti. Greed means lobha, nikriti is cunning. And from their combination came children named Krodha, anger. Krodha means anger, and Himsa means envy. And from the combination of Krodha and Himsa, brother, sister again, third generation, born, their combination were Kali and his sister Durukti. Kali means quarrel and sister is Durukti, that is harsh speech. And from this combination of Kali and Durukti, speech, harsh speech, were born children named Mrityu, death, and Bhiti, fear. From the combination of Mrityu and Bhiti came children named Yatana, excessive pain, and Niraya, hell. So this completes the kutumba of Adharma here. And now, what is the reason we read actually? Now Maitreya says, my dear Vidura, I have summarily explained the causes of devastation. One who hears this description three times attains piety and washes the sinful contamination from his soul. Hare Krishna. So this is purifying, worth to read. So Prabhupada mentions in this purport, just I'll read these two, three lines. If a person is pious and hears about these causes of devastation, he will feel hatred for all these, and that will cause his advancement in a life of piety. So here piety refers to the process of cleansing the heart, that is through devotional service. Hare Krishna. So again, coming back to this translation, so here Maya, you know, Damba and Maya, this Maya is not Maya Devi, this is just like Madhvacharya mentions, I forgot the book name of the book, Madhav Gopal Prabhu told me, that there Duryodhana is represented as Kali. Kali personification, like that. So similarly, this Maya is not that original real Maya. This is some personification of Maya, representative. Okay. So like that. And now in purport, Prabhupada says, it is understood herein that Adharma or religion, irreligion, was also a son of Brahma, means this Mrisha also son of, daughter of Brahma, and he married with his sister Mrisha. So, means one may think that no, Brahma is a first creation. Naturally, it will be brother sister only, you know, those who are created, and there will be so many brother sister got married. Like, so not only creation, after that also, like here in this Bhagavatam cover page, we can see who are they? Prithu and Archi. And both are born from the pious body, means pious part of the Venus body. And their brother, sister. So they are eternal husband, wife. Their Lord only, Prithu is Lord himself, and Archi is Lakshmi herself. So it is not the combination is good or bad. It is the this consciousness. What is that shloka? Krishnendriya Priti? So it is Atmendriya Priti or Krishnendriya Priti. The what is the purpose? That is the concern. Hare Krishna. So now we'll go to the purport further. This is the beginning of sex life between brother and sister. This unnatural combination of sex life can be possible in human society only. There is adharma or irreligion. It is understood that in the beginning of creation, Brahma created not only saintly sons like Sanaka, Sanatana and Narada, but also demonic offsprings. like nirriti, adharma, dhamma and falsity. Everything was created by Brahma in the beginning. So actually, while reading, something came through the mercy of devotee in my mind, that in front of Jagai and Madai, this adharma is very insignificant, you know. So they are in the, like this is Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, like we say this is like graduation book. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, because they are the higher position, they are in PhD book, like Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was preparing, so many things were coming in the mind, now I forgot actually. I am not able to recollect. Hare Krishna. Okay, let's see whatever Krishna's mercy will share that. So, actually, for Jagai Madai, Yamaraj also has to work overtime. With his staff, sometimes no, there is a lot of work. Then, some boss also has to work with the staff, overtime, you know, with the staff that to complete. So, that much impious were the Jagai and Madai. And this Jagai and Madai, they got delivered by the mercy of Gaur Nithai. So, let's sing like a small stanza, not full song, because it's not allowed. Anyway, I'll not go to the detail of why not allowed. But actually, Balram Shakti Prabhu told me that no, don't sing Vaishnava Bhajan. So many things he different. Like, no, he's, it means, because sometime what happens if I don't prepare class, so I ask him that whether I can sing some Vaishnava Bhajan. So he said, so you speak. So I'll just sing small shlok, means part of that full song. I hope he'll not. What is it? He'll not mind. Okay, so we'll sing. Please repeat. Karta. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. Tuma Bina Ke तुमा बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे तुमा बिना पतित पावना हेतु तव अवतारा पतित पावना हेतु तव अवतारा मोसम पतिता प्रभु न पाई बेआरा हावा प्रभु नित्यानंदा प्रेमानंद सुखे कृपावलोकना करो आमी बड़ो दुखी आमी बड़ो दुखी హరే కృష్ణ. సో హియర్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ మర్సీ ఈజ్ బెస్టోడ్ అపాన్ హూమ్, హూ ఫీల్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ మోస్ట్ ఫాలన్. అండ్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభుస్ మర్సీ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ అమీ బడో దుఃఖి, హూ ఇస్ వెరీ డిస్ట్రెస్డ్. నౌ మిస్టేక్ హ్యాపన్స్. సో వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ఏ మిస్టేక్, నాట్ లైక్ అఫెన్స్, సో వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ యాక్సెప్ట్ మిస్టేక్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ సీనియర్ బొనఫైడ్ పర్సన్, హీ యాక్సెప్ట్ ద మిస్టేక్ అండ్ దెన్ సీరియస్లీ రిపెంట్. సెకండ్ పార్ట్, సీరియస్లీ రిపెంట్ ఫర్ హిస్ మిస్టేక్. అండ్ థర్డ్, యాక్సెప్ట్ పనిష్మెంట్. ఫోర్త్, డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టు రిఫార్మ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్. సో దిస్ ఐ హెర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ దామోదర్ ప్రభు, ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ రిపీటింగ్. నౌ వెర్ ఇస్ ద శ్లోక, so this as we seen this unnatural combination of sex life, so this comes under the illicit sex. So because it's mentioned in purport and also of course there in full section, so we'll just in this connection we are going to hear the pastime or the episode of Chota Haridas. Very heavy, but I have been told, I asked one devotee, know what to speak, he said, read this. Then when I started reading, I got like nervous, how I can speak this, very. But this is, Shastra is always beneficial, and of course this is specially beneficial for me. So I thought, good, we'll speak. So, we start with, the story starts from Bhagavan Acharya. So we'll see. Bhagavan Acharya, who lived in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya and was a gentleman, scholar and great devotee in Sakya Bhav, was an incarnation of the Gopa and had friendly dealings with Swarupa Damodara. So he sought shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet with full surrender. So this Bhagavan Acharya invited Lord Chaitanya to dine at his home one day. Thus he was preparing rice and various vegetables. A devotee named Chota Haridas, he used to sing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhagavan Acharya called him. Sometime we call like, no, some new bhakta for some intermediate service between Lord and us. Means not us, means this elevated devotee. So they call some new bhaktas, no? Okay, come. And so they called this Chota Haridas, means Bhagavan Acharya called him and said, okay, go and bring this rice. Please go to the sister of whom, he particularly says, go to the sister of, because that rice was there. So he tells that, go to the sister of whom? Sikhi Mahiti. And ask her for a mana of white rice and bring here. Mana means the measurement. So he tells, this much rice you bring. Now, okay, so this Sikhi Mahiti's sister, who is this Sikhi Mahiti's sister, is Madhavi Devi, was an elderly lady, austere and great Vaishnavi. Lord Chaitanya accepted her as an associate of Srimati Radharani. That is the position of this Madhavi Devi, great lady. So actually Lord Chaitanya have 3.5 people were Lord Chaitanya's intimate devotees in this world. The three were, first Swarup Damodar, second Swarup Damodar Goswami, second Ramananda Rai, and balance is 1.5. దట్ ఈస్ ది సికి మహేతి అండ్ హిస్ సిస్టర్ అండ్ ద హాఫ్ పర్సన్ వాజ్ మాధవీదేవి. సో నౌ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అవర్ టాపిక్. సో అవర్ టాపిక్ ఈస్ ఛోటారిదాస్. సో ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఛోటారిదాస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ జూనియర్ హరిదాస్. సో జూనియర్ హరిదాస్ బెగ్డ్ రైస్ ఫ్రమ్ మాధవీదేవి. మాధవీదేవి అండ్ బ్రాట్ ఇట్ టు భగవాన్ ఆచార్య, హూ వాజ్ వెరీ ప్లీజ్ టు సీ ఇట్స్ క్వాలిటీ. ఇన్ గ్రేట్ అఫెక్షన్ భగవాన్ ఆచార్య కుక్డ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఆప్టైన్డ్ ప్రసాద్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ జగన్నాథ్ అండ్ డైజెస్టివ్ ఎయిడ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, చైతన్య మహాప్రభు లార్డ్ చైతన్య కేమ్ టు ఈట్ ద ఆఫరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఆచార్య ఎట్ నూన్. హీ ఫస్ట్ అప్రిషియేటెడ్ ద ఫైన్ క్వాలిటీ రైస్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ వేర్ డిడ్ హీ గెట్ ఇట్ అండ్ హూ బెగ్డ్ ఇట్. భగవాన్ ఆచార్య రిప్లైడ్ దాట్ హీ గాట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ మాధవీదేవి అండ్ జూనియర్ హరిదాస్ బెగ్డ్ ఇట్. లార్డ్ చైతన్య పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రసాద్. యాక్చువల్లీ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ చైతన్య సుబోధిని. ఇన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ శ్లోకాస్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో త్రూ దట్ శ్లోకాస్ చైతన్య చరితామృత వెరీ నైస్ మెలోడియస్ అండ్ టైమ్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ కన్స్ట్రెయింట్ అండ్ సో విల్ రీడింగ్ ది సమ్మరీ. నౌ ఇన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ శ్లోకాస్. ఫస్ట్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆస్క్ దట్ నో వేర్ డిడ్ హీ గాట్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ means where did you got it and who got it. So Bhagavan Acharya says I got it. He not tell Chotaridas got it. He says I got it. Then Chaitanya again asked who begged it, where you brought. So he said I. Then who begged it, Chaitanya clearly means further detail. Sometime no, some like Radhana Swayamara, sometime no, he goes into more detail. Acha, where went, which time. Like Chaitanya in like not only who brought, he said I, then who begged it, clearly yes, who begged it. Then Bhagavan Acharya replied that no, Junior Haridas begged it. Now after prasadam, Chaitanya ate nicely, appreciated the prasadam, came back. Now Lord Chaitanya ordered Govinda after returning to his residence, from this day do not allow Chota Haridas to come here. When Junior Haridas heard this, he was very unhappy. No one could understand why the Lord ordered so. Chota Haridas fasted for 3 days. Then Swarup Damodar, who was considered the leader of all Vaishnava in that assembly, Swarup Damodar was considered the leader of all Vaishnavas. So therefore, Swarup Damodar approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asks clearly, what offense has Chota Haridas committed? And he tells that no, he is not eating since 3 days and all. Then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just we'll read the shloka. I'll just read. Prabhu kahe vairagi kare prakriti sambhasana. ప్రభు కహే వైరాగి కరే ప్రకృతి సంభాషణ దేఖి నా పారో ఆమె తహార వదన. లార్డ్ చైతన్య సేస్ ఐ కెనాట్ సీ ద ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎ రినౌన్సియేట్ హూ స్టిల్ టాక్స్ ఇంటిమేట్లీ విత్ అ ఉమన్. నౌ దేర్ వాజ్ సమ్ టాక్ విత్ ఉమన్ విచ్ వాజ్ నాట్ రిక్వైర్డ్. Further here, devotee says, Alpa Aparad, means they again approach Lord and say, this is small mistake. Means, of course, there was no sensual talk, like, you know, nowadays we can see so many things. But here it's very, this pure devotee, Chota Haridas, and Lord's intimate associates. So what Aparad? Alpa Aparad, not sensual talk, just some general talk related to rice only. He was begging for rice, some related to rice only he spoke. I like that it is mentioned by some devotees. So here, because I say this Lord's pastimes are unlimited, so exact fault is not pinpointed. But indication is given that Prakriti Samvashana. There was some talk with Prakriti, means here it said with woman, which was not required. So it begins with small transgression, but increases. So conversation restricted up to service is accepted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not wanted to tolerate even small transgression in this regard. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this regards. He says, Saralata or simplicity is the first qualification of a Vaishnava, whereas duplicity or cunning behavior is great offense against the principles of bhakti. Means the hypocrites are not tolerated by Lord. Of course, devotee also. Krishna means all devotee also came in with them. But when Krishna punishes devotee only, then other devotee come to help that devotee. So that is the balance. As one advances in bhakti, one must gradually become disgusted with material attachment and become more attached to Krishna's service. If one is not factually detached but still proclaims himself advanced in devotional service, he is cheating. No one will be happy to see such behavior. That is, pretender is not tolerated here. So now, don't label Chota Haridas with all like negativity. He is just instrument, like Arjuna is just instrument. See Krishna, so many things Krishna tells to Arjuna. You are eunuch, you are, you know, so many like, no. So, but Arjuna is pure devotee again. So, here also, the Chota Haridas is just instrument. In Marathi, there is a proverb. Leki bole sune lage. So, Lords, leki bole means, sometimes mother chastises the daughter to give some lesson to daughter-in-law. So, daughter-in-law came from outside and daughter is our own house girl. So I can tell her and then I can pacify also, no problem. So before chastising somebody, we should have the capacity of showing greater mercy. The lesson is that. So text 118. So now our focus on lesson for time being. Then what happened? Sometime there will be question, are one great devotee serving another great devotee, this small, like new bhakta was given some service, why he is blaming? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and ate nicely and appreciated prasadam also, now after going, this person who brought the rice, is actually, first of all, you should not have ate rice only, then, you know, told Bhagavanatha Acharya that, wow, what is this, offensive rice, something like that. Hare Krishna. So, but here there is a, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is involved means, there is a great deep lesson for the coming generations. Now we'll just read this shloka which is mentioned in the Subodhani. Durvara indriyakare vishayagrahana dharavi prakriti hare munerapi mana. What is this meter? Senses adhere to the senses, sense objects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells when replying to Swarup Damodar, that senses adhere to the sense object so strongly that even a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly person. So what to speak of opposite sex personified, means present personally, its wooden statue also attracts the mind of even a great saintly persons. Now, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, purification of senses happens by engaging in devotional service. Otherwise, it is impossible to control unless. Thus, even though a saintly person vows to control his senses, the senses are still sometimes perturbed by sense objects. Now, this third shloka here, replying to Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Matrisvasra duhitrava na viviktasano bhavit balavan indriya gramo vidvamsam api karshati. One should not sit closely with one's mother, sister or daughter, for the senses are so strong that they may attract even a person advanced in knowledge. So in this regard, there is a story of Jaimini Rishi. That this Jaimini Rishi was not agreeing with this. That what sitting with the daughter or mother, senses are so strong that even they get disturbed, perturbed. How is this? This is for low class people. So he's not agreeing with this. Who? Jaimini Rishi. Because he knows everything, no? And so he says, I don't agree with whom he says? He says to the Vyasadeva, spiritual master. Then Vyasadeva says, okay. Vyasadeva silently leaves the place. And then what happens? In the night, Jaimini Rishi is in his kutir doing some activity. And again, there was thunderbolt rain, storming, and dark night. And there is a sound. Thak, thak, you know? So, door is knocked. And Jaimini Rishi says, who is coming in this dead night in this place? Who will be there? Who is there? And then he opens the door and he sees one lady. And then Jaimini Rishi thinks pity upon her lady, because it's a dark night and it's very danger, thunderbolt, raining, she's totally wet. Jaimini Rishi feels very pity. And then the lady asks for shelter. I don't know much detail, I'll just speak shortly whatever I remember. And Jaimini Rishi, who was like opposing with this to Vyasadeva, he thought I should give some shelter. And he invites, and there is a separate room. He tells, you go and take rest there. So we'll not go to much detail, time is less also. So finally he gets, attracted, and he gets bewildered, he gets trapped, and that lady, he approaches, who? Jaimini Rishi, and tells, I want your association. And this lady tells so many conditions that, no, okay, you have to become horse, then I will climb on you, because so many, and he agrees, and he becomes horse, and she climbs, and then he wants to see her face, and he opens the dupatta. And who is that? His spiritual master Vyasadevji. And then Vyasadeva smiles, and Jaimini Rishi also remembers, oh, Krishna, I got trapped. And he agrees, and he remembers this shloka again. What is that? Matrasvarsha duhitrava na viviktasano bhavit balavan indriyagramo vidvamsam api karshati. Now then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further. Actually, I thought I will speak Chotajas Pashtam. Then because here mentioned about karma, so we will speak about Narad Muni. Then there are different generation where devotee is father and son is non-devotee. And then like that, we are going to speak now. 5 minutes is there. And Chaitanya, this Chotajas Pashtam, we covered only 1.5. Then there is half, 2, 3... Big pastor, I never thought. But it was very relishing. I prepared full this. Now, 4.5 pages remaining. And we covered 1.5. And this is summary actually. Nice. I thought I will bring Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I brought this. This is also big. Anyway, so. But we'll take the essence. We already took so many lessons, important lesson. అండ్ హరే కృష్ణ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ నో ఇన్కంప్లీటింగ్ అండ్ ఫినిషింగ్ అర్లీ బికాస్ ఐ ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ సో ఐ టుక్ లైక్ మోర్ సమ్ డీటెయిల్ హరే కృష్ణ నౌ విల్ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ది లెసన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సో డివోటీ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ అప్రోచెస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు నౌ ఆఫ్టర్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ ఆల్ డివోటీ టుగెదర్ అప్రోచెస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ దే సే హరిదాస్ కమిటెడ్ ఏ స్మాల్ అపరాధ్ అల్ప అపరాధ్ స్మాల్ ఆఫెన్స్ ప్లీజ్ బీ మర్సిఫుల్ టు హిమ్ నౌ హీ హ్యాస్ రిసీవ్డ్ అ సఫిషియంట్ లెసన్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ హీ విల్ నాట్ కమిట్ సచ్ అన్ ఆఫెన్స్ So they clearly says to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya replied, My mind is not under my control. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blaming mind. It does not like to see anyone in the renounced order who talks intimately with women and he orders them, go to your respective place, respective engagements and give up the useless talk. If you speak this way again, I shall go away hearing this. The devotees covered their ears with hands. And what they did? They went. Lord Chaitanya also left for his noon duties. Lord Chaitanya is very disciplined. There is a different section where Chaitanya's different schedule is mentioned. No? Where first he this does, then second. Very disciplined. So, for brahmacharya life also, Prabhupada says, brahmacharya means discipline. So, if you have proper engagement, then there will not be any deviation. So, no one could understand his pastime. No one could understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Small mistake, but Lord has taken so seriously. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya. But here, inconceivable nature is coming up. As mentioned already, vairagi kare, what is the fault? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, vairagi kare, prakriti sambhashanam. And devotees say this is alpa apradha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to set a highest example for devotees. Now then, but devotee don't live. Devotee again goes to Paramanandapuri. And Paramanandapuri is the position of the Guru Varga. So devotee approached Paramanandapuri and Paramanandapuri met Lord Chaitanya at his residence the next day. At the request of all the devotees, he petitioned the Lord to show favor to Junior Haridas. Lord Chaitanya replied, My Lord, it is better for you to stay here with Vaishnavas. Please give me permission to go to Alalnath. I shall remain there alone with Govinda. Saying this, the Lord called Govinda, means he is ready to go. Offering obeisances to Paramananda, he got up and began to leave. Now Paramanandapuri humbly persuaded Lord Chaitanya and said, You are the independent personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you like. All your activities are for the benefit of people in general. We cannot understand them, for your intentions are deep and grave. So Paramanandapuri, saying this, he left. Now we see punishment here is completely out of proportionate. So Swarup Damodar told again, Remember that Swarup Damodar is the leader of all Vaishnava. Swarup Damodar told Chota Haridas that no, we will wish you well. At present Lord Chaitanya is not agreeing. So you go and he will completely be very kind. You just have your prasad. So in short, I'll just summarize. Means not summarize, I'll continue. Further past times I will summarize. So So you see, as is mentioned, that Lord Chaitanya is a Kripa Sindhu, but here it is very, very, very harsh and strong and chastising Haridas. And then Haridas departs to Prayag, as you know, and he leaves his body in the confluence of rivers Ganga and Yamuna. And Lord says, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, my devotee never perish. So this purpose of this pastime is, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his pastime, which greatly satisfies the ears and minds of pure devotee. Now, here we see that devotees are in anxiety, and this shloka mentions that it satisfies the ears and minds of pure devotee. We'll go further, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. Before that, we'll just see what are the benefit incident manifest, means what are the incident manifest in this. So first is, Apana Karunya, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, because he engages his devotee for some special task. And then his teachings to the renounciate, Vairagya Shikshana. Then his deep attachment to faithful devotees. He never gives up. Name Bhakta Pranashyati. And the glory of holy place, Tirthera Mahima, here mentioned, Chotaridas go to the confluence of rivers Ganga and Yamuna, and remembering Lord's lotus feet, because this is looks like a suicide, but because he is remembering Lord's lotus feet and leaves the body, so this is not as like a suicide. He is attained to the lotus feet of Lord. Thus the Lord Now the Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like nectar, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like nectar, and they are deep like the ocean. People in general cannot understand them, but a sober devotee can. Madhura Chaitanya Lila Samudra Gambira Loke Nahi Bhuje Bhuje Bhakta Dhira. And then further says, Vishwasa Kariya Shuna Chaitanya Charita Tarkana Kariya Tarke Habe Viparita. So what they say, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, please hear the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for argument will produce a contrary result. Last, some seconds are there. So last loka. Prayer to Rupa Raghunatha. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara As Chaitanya Charinda Amrita Kohe Krishna. Kahe Krishnadas. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.